Okay, without further ado, which means without any more things to do.
Distractions.
We'll get started by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在开始先向我们的天父认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for the time that we have now to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks for this environment of freedom which has been provided under the laws of divine establishment.
同时感谢能够在神圣的建设的规律下让我们可以有如此的平安。
Which includes a stable government.
然后同时让我们有一个非常稳定的一个政府。
So we give thanks that we're able to worship you at this time.
我们要感谢让我们能够在此敬拜你。
Through the focus on your word.
让我们能够专注于你的话语。
And we give thanks in Christ's name.
我们的所有感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Studying the word is actually a form of worship.
其实呢，研读神的话语，它就是一个很正式的一种敬拜。
The word for worship in the Greek is proskuneo, which literally means coming forward to bow down or even to kiss the person that you're worshiping. Kiss the hand, usually.
That's the original what language?
It's Greek.
在希腊文里面，敬拜的这个字的意思哦，它如果直译的话，它就是往前去对你所敬拜的对象，甚至向前向他，甚至亲吻。
So literally, it's really mean your focus, your mental focus, and even the physical things that you're doing. For example, going forward to bow down before a king. This is called worship. So the actual, you know, bowing down to a king, you're facing towards him, your mental attitude is towards the king, as it were.
所以它其实这整个敬拜是一个一连串的动作，加上一个专注，包括你比如说像神、像国王的敬拜，你是往前对他这个鞠躬，同时你的专注在他的身上的这整体的从外在到内在的一个状态。
That's why worshipping God through the word of God, through studying his word, is one of the greatest forms of worship.
所以呢，在我们研读神的话语的时候呢，它其实这个整个过程也是一个非常非常专注的一个敬拜的同样的一个状态。
And it's through this process, eventually we get to problem solving device number 10. If you remember that, that's the occupation with the Lord Jesus Christ. Occupation meaning total focus. Number 10, that's the top problem solving device.
So worship is the number 10.
Yeah, really. Your whole focus is on Jesus Christ.
而在这个整个解决问题的办法中的第十个办法呢，它其实就是对神的一个敬拜，是你完全的把专注力放在神的身上。
And that means that you've passed all your tests and you're no longer being distracted by your sin nature or by the circumstances around you.
也就是说呢，你经历完全通过了所有的考验测试。
Yeah, so yeah, you've got rid of the distractions.
所以你阻绝了所有的任何的分心。
You've got control over your sin nature and over your emotions.
你能够控制你的罪性，然后你能够控制你的情绪。
And you understand God's plan for your life.
然后你了解神对你的计划。
You're not deceived by the cosmic system, which means Satan's plan.
你也不再被属世的这个系统，也就是撒旦的计划所欺骗。
And you're able to obey every command of Scripture.
然后你有办法完全的顺服于圣经教义里面每一个对你的指示。
Remember, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, he said, if you love me, you will obey my commands.
耶稣基督曾经在圣经中说过，如果你爱我，你就会顺服于我。
And the only way that you can obey him is like doing these things I just mentioned, you're controlling your sin nature and not being distracted.
而如何能够完全的顺服于神，是在于你能够控制你的罪性，而且不被分心。
And understanding the satanic strategy, which is obviously designed by Satan, so that you don't be deceived by it.
最主要是你能够理解撒旦的这些诡计，然后不被他所叨扰。
Yeah, and that's where we are at our study at the moment.
这也就是我们在学习的部分。
We're studying about evil. What is evil?
而我们在学习什么是邪恶。
We're still really in the study of Genesis chapter 6 regarding Noah, and most people call it the story about the flood, but actually we're looking at it as the story of the angelic infiltration.
而这也是我们现在在学习的创世纪第六章里面有关诺亚的故事，那一般人把它称之为这个大洪水的这个故事，但其实这些故事真正在谈的是天使的渗透。
Yeah, the flood was sort of like the outcome or the consequences of what was actually happening. So it's better to understand what was happening that led up to the flood.
而因为洪水它其实 是一个结果而不是原因，所以我们要弄清楚这件事情应该从原因，为什么会造成洪水的原因说起。
And the reason or the cause for why God did this has been in these verses that we've been studying from Genesis chapter 6:1 and now we're currently in verse 5.
而为什么会有这原因是什么呢？这其实就在创世纪第六章的第一节到现在一到现在我们谈到了第五节都是在讲为什么会发生神要让大洪水发生的原因。
And because it says in Genesis chapter 5 that there was a great amount of wickedness. The English translations usually translate it as wickedness. But the word is evil, ra'ah in the Hebrew.
在第五节里面呢就提到说在那个时候有非常多的邪恶的事情在发生的。
It says here that Jehovah, this is the Lord Jehovah, he saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. So here's the thinking. You know, the evil is in his thinking. It was evil continuously.
在英文里面它是讲到的是说是罪恶，所以中文就是讲到的是地上罪恶很大，终日所思尽都是恶，所以这个中文的翻译反而是比较正确的。
And you often see in the storybooks about Noah and the people are fighting and there's a lot of violence in the land. But actually there's the evil is what we're studying at the moment. It's a satanic strategy which has been put into the minds of these people through his propaganda.
在大家看这一段的经文的时候都可以想象在那个时候是非常混乱的。但最重要的一件事情，这个其实是撒旦的策略，他要试图用他的策略去影响那些在当时人们的这个脑袋里所想的事情。
And that brings our attention to Luke chapter 17 verse 26 it was.
那这样呢也就让我们要来看一下路加福音17章26节。
Because Jesus is telling the disciples here that in the days of Noah, everything was normal.
因为耶稣告诉他的学生们说，在诺亚那个时候，所有的事情看起来都是正常的。
That's what it looks like when you read what Jesus was saying. It looks like everything was normal.
因为这个在圣经上就是这样写啊，看起来耶稣说，在诺亚时候，所有事情都是正常的。
Jesus is explaining to the disciples in Luke chapter 17 about what it's going to be like at the times before he returns.
因为耶稣他是在这个路加福音的十七章是在跟他的学生们讲说，在他要回来前，世界会怎么样。
And then he's also going to bring in the comparison between the time of Lot. And remember, we had the time of Noah and the time of Lot compared already in Sodom and Gomorrah when God destroyed the city because of the homosexuality.
Right, right.
We saw the comparison between the days of Noah, remember that, the days of the flood, and the days of Lot already in the book of Jude and the second Peter.
就我们之前在谈这个诺亚的时候的时候也去谈了这个罗德亚伯拉罕他的侄儿，也讲了他那时候在那个城里面一塌糊涂，那个到处都是性泛滥的那个状态。
It's probably possible that the writer, that's Peter, he wrote 2 Peter, and Jude, when he wrote Jude, they were going back to what Jesus was talking about. Because, you know, Jesus came before, obviously, when Jesus was comparing the days of Noah with the days of Lot, and then what was going to happen when Jesus returns. So Peter and Jude, they wrote about the comparison. comparing the time of Noah and the time of Lot, but remember they came after Jesus Christ. So Jesus has used the comparison, and then that's why Peter and Judah are using the comparison as well.
在那个彼得一二书里面还有犹大书里面呢，都有去提到，就是耶稣他有在讲怎么样去比较三个不同的时候。好，一个时候是就是诺亚的时候，还有一个是罗德的时候，还有一个就是将耶稣要再来之前。
So anyway, so we'll read the verse and you can understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Luke chapter 17, 26.
好，所以我们来读一下路加福音17章26节。
And remember the context is that people were asking Jesus, when is the Son of Man going to make his presence? When are you going to come back? When are you going to set up the kingdom? Really, that's what they're asking. The Son of Man. That's the title of Jesus Christ. So they were saying, when is the Son of Man? Now this is the title of Jesus Christ coming as the King. Really, the Son of Man. They're seeing Jesus Christ, but he hasn't set up the kingdom. So they're saying, when is the Son of Man coming? Are you the Son of Man? Are you going to set up the kingdom?
所以在路加福音的这个17章这边呢，他其实是在讲说，大家在问耶稣将要回你什么时候才会再回到人间。
In Luke 17:20, the Pharisees are asking, when will the kingdom of God come?
而在路加福音17章20节的时候，那些法利赛人在说，
They were asking Jesus, when will the kingdom of God come? You tell us.
他说他在问他们，那些法利赛人问说，什么时候这些神的王国将会再回来。
Right. And I don't want to get into that subject right now, so that's not our topic, okay.
但是因为这不是我们的今天的重点，所以我们不详细讲那个。
Okay, and that's quite a complex subject.
那也是一个非常复杂的一个主题。
Okay, but to stay on topic, Jesus is going to say, as it is in the days of Noah, so it will be like in the days of the Son of Man, meaning just before Jesus returns.
他说，所以在这个第十七章二十六节讲说，在诺亚的日子那个时候是怎么样呢？那人子将来要回来的之前的日子也会怎么样？
And then it goes down to say, as it was in the time of Lot as well.
他说就在17章28节又讲说，又好像罗德的日子，那时候的人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造。
But you look back at verse 27 and 28, normal things happening. People are drinking, they're eating, they're getting married, and they're even working. They're out in the gardens and they're gardening and farming and things like this.
Oh, so we can see 17 and 27 节，那时候的人又吃又喝又娶又嫁，直到诺亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来了。所以他在其实在强调的是，在洪水发生前，所有人的生活都很正常，看不出什么特别的状态来。
But remember, in all three of these events, so let's put them together. We've got the flood of Noah, we've got the time of Lot, and then we've got the coming of Jesus Christ. We have what looks like normal society before this massive judgment, this very severe judgment.
所以我们要比较的是三件事情，一个是在诺亚的时候洪水要来，第二个是罗德他所在的城要被灭，第三个是耶稣将要回来前整个状态，整个社会其实都是在一个非常正常很一般的状态中，没有看出什么特别来。
But in Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 it said the wickedness of man was so great, that's why there's going to be this judgment on the earth.
但是呢，在创世纪六章第五节讲说，整个人的那种邪恶的头脑是非常严重的，所以其实呢，这些都已经明显的看到说，就要面临非常严重的审判。
And that's why we need to understand the concept of evil. What is evil?
所以我们就必须要更理解什么是邪恶。
Because evil can be very subtle and society can look very stable and good things are happening around, but there's so much evil going on.
所以在所谓的邪恶的思维状况的情况下，整个社会可能看起来还是非常非常正常，非常的一般的运作，都没有任何问题的，可是却已经人的心都已经进入到邪恶的状况。
Now, in our study of Genesis chapter 6,We've noticed that the real reason that God has to destroy the earth's population is because there's no humans left. There's, you know, just a very small number of humans and the rest of these half creatures, the Nephilim.
而我们也看到呢，在创世纪六章里面提到，之所以会需要有这么大的灾难，大洪水的灾难，是因为神已经看到在世界上已经没有多少个正常的100%的人留在世界了，而大部分的人都是 Nephilim.
That was the satanic strategy, you know, Satan's plan to destroy true humanity so that there would be no savior coming into the world.
而这是呢，撒旦的计谋，他其实呢，就是希望用这些天使来营造成这个人类的血统被受到污染。
And that was evil. See, the plan was very evil.
所以这个计划呢，这个撒旦的计划就明显的就是一个邪恶的计划。
But these angels that first came down, remember, they're called the sons of God. They're getting married to these daughters of men and having these children.
因为他的所谓的邪恶的计划呢，就是利用天使，这些堕落天使来跟人的女儿结合，让他们所生的孩子变成了 Nephilim, 而不再是纯种的人类。
Marriages can look great. They're very happy events. Nobody's killing each other. There's a lot of drinking and a lot of eating going on in marriages.
而婚姻呢，本来这些结婚都是一些很正常的结婚，大家很开心的做了一个大型的婚宴，然后在这个婚宴中吃吃喝喝。
And wasn't that happening at the time of Lot as well? Where people were getting married. It's probably gays getting married. It's, you know, gay marriage is not a new thing, I'm sure.
而在罗德的时候也是一样啊，他们也一样很正常的，好像结婚什么，可能在那个时候对于同性恋结婚是完全开放的。
So, you know, there was a particular dark ages in the world in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. And when ages get dark, when times get very dark and truth is lost, people do all kinds of weird things.
在这样的状况，我们都把它都看得出来，它从现在看过去，那个时候都是属于黑暗时代了。那所有的在当下的人，他们都不知道。
As far as I know, there's no evidence of gay marriage at that time. But people, you know, obviously they were having gay relationships, and it wasn't just maybe sexual gay relationships, but very loving relationships. You know, some of them and saying, "This is my husband. And this man is my husband, and I love him very much."
也许在我们现在看不出来那个时候有没有所谓的同性恋结婚这个说法哈，但是很明显的，那个时候的人对于同性恋是非常开放的，而且他们都把这些同性恋的对伴侣当作先生之类的哈的方式来谈论。
And gay marriage is an example we can use because the Bible uses that example of gay marriage in comparison with what was happening in the days of Noah. So not gay marriage, the homosexuality. Remember in that passage in Jude, verses 6 and 7.
所以其实在这边你可以看得到，就是说在圣经里已经把这种同性恋的关系把它当作是在跟创世纪第六章里面讲的那些堕落天使跟人的关系来做一个比喻啦，类似的比喻。
Yeah, because when Jude mentions that section, he talks about how the fallen angels were going after strange flesh. It's just the same. The homosexuals are going after strange flesh. So in Jude, I think it's in 6 and 7,Find it down here.
在犹大书里面呢。
Okay, now this is a review going back about 2 weeks, I guess.
在两个礼拜前我们大概有讲过犹大书里面的第一章第七节。
First in verse 6, he talks about the angels, the fallen angels who were put in prison because they were having sex with the woman. They were punished for that.
在那个犹大书一章六节里面就已经讲到说，这些天使因为跟人类的女儿发生了性关系，所以这些人被放到地里面的监牢里。
And then in verse 7 it says, and the same as in Sodom and Gomorrah. As Sodom and Gomorrah. He's putting the two stories together.
然后呢，犹大书也很在一章七节里又讲到说，索多玛与俄摩拉这两个城市的人呢，他们的放纵行淫的状态，他把它当作跟刚才天使他们跟人类性交的状况，把它当作同一件事来看。
Yeah, and the word there, the key word was that they were going after strange flesh.
然后他们都把它用作了这个同一个字，就是奇怪的情欲。
They were having relations they shouldn't be having.
就在讲这两件事都是有了那种不该有的这种性关系。
But like in these days, if you said that gay marriage was evil, people would look at you and say, that's not evil, it's love. How can you be so narrow-minded?
索多玛、 阿摩拉那个时代的人，他们不会认为同性恋的性关系是有问题的，他们觉得那是很正常的。
Yeah, like today,
甚至可以把它说成是爱。
Like in today, you know, the gay community, they really hate the Christians for speaking out about this.
而就像现在那些同性恋的社群，他们对于基督教把他们认定是一种罪恶的行为是非常非常气愤的。
And they say, you should come along to our weddings. We have these beautiful gay weddings or lesbian weddings and everybody's very happy and we're drinking and eating and you should come and join us and stop being so narrow-minded.
他甚至会鼓励那些基督徒说，哎，你们怎么不来看看我们这些同性恋的婚礼啊，多么的美丽。
It would have been the same in the time of Noah.
其实这就跟诺亚那个时代一样。
Yeah, some woman wants to marry this angel because he's so handsome, he speaks very nicely. Her believing friends would say, you can't do that, that's not God's plan.
就像诺亚那个时代，那些女孩子们看到那么美丽，那么能力，大能力的这些天使的时候，他们会觉得说她想要嫁给他，然后其他她的旁边的这些基督徒的朋友们就跟她说，你千万不能做这样的事情，这是不被神允许的。
And say, stop being so narrow-minded. He loves me and I love him. We're going to get married.
然后这个女孩就说，啊，不要这么的 narrow-minded, 这么的，中文怎么讲？
Narrow-minded is like being so narrow in your thinking or something like that.
I always use narrow-minded. Let's translate that into English. 不要那么的固执或者是这么狭隘，思考不要那么狭隘嘛，哈，这个你应该更放宽你的想法。
And then maybe the girl's friends or these believing people are, you know, protesting and saying, look, God does not want this to happen. It's destroying humanity.
这个女孩子旁边的朋友就跟她说，神是绝对不希望我们这样做的，因为这样会把我们人类的所有的传宗接代给断绝了。
And the people would say, well, what kind of a God is that?
然后那个女生就说，这是什么样的神啊？
Just like the gays say today, what sort of a God is this?
所以就像现在的这些同性恋会说的，什么样的神啊？
Okay, now we're going to stop for 5 minutes and then we'll start the Zoom again at 7:40.
好，我们休息5分钟。